Why is so much on the pillow?
That is a disturbing image.
Let's get to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
November 7th is International Tongue Twister Day. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Remember, I'm a professional, so don't try this at home. Have a terribly terrific tongue twister day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Both parties can claim victory in the midterm elections. Republicans expand their majority in the Senate from 51 to as many as 55 seats, with some races still too close to call. Democrats, though, take control of the House.
The win in the House gives fresh hope to liberals who want to investigate and perhaps even impeach President Trump. The incoming House will also include a historic number of women. Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at age 29, becomes the youngest female ever elected to Congress.
Fox's Tom Graham. Democrats also gain ground in the states.
Today, Kansans voted for change.
That's Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly. Republican Ron DeSantis wins his governor's race in Florida, beating Andrew Gillum. Republican Brian Kemp leads that race in Georgia. The Democrat Stacey Abrams has not conceded. We'll hear from President Trump at a White House news conference at 11:30 Eastern Time. This is Fox News.
When you get up in the morning, you've got to be in a good mood. How are you feeling today, Greg Budell?
I feel good.
Jay Scott, how are you? Emily Hayes, what kind of mood are you in?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, is everything all right?
All right.
All right. And Rich Thomas, what's going on with you?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, it seems as though everyone's in a good mood. You guys mind giving me a taste of whatever it is you had this morning?
How about new?
You'd do it for Randolph Scott. Stand by for three men and a lady.
We're giddy. Thank you, Gaffy. A couple of minutes past 7. Greg Goodell with Emily Hayes, a great female broadcaster.
Fishism.
And of course, Jay Scott, who's got random facts coming up. Right now, the weather with the incorrigible.
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
Radar is quiet right now. The showers and storms will pick up a little bit later on. I'm looking at the, I just switched radar views, and I see some showers and storms coming into West Alabama, just west of Tuscaloosa right now. Showers and storms will become more numerous as the day goes on, especially by midday into the afternoon and evening hours, with a high today around 73, tonight's low 59. Tomorrow, more scattered showers and thunderstorms from a second storm system riding along that frontal system parked to the south of us, high around 72. Then showers likely Friday ahead of a strong cold front, which moves through Friday evening. It shuts off the showers, high Friday around 70. Down to 43 as it turns sharply cooler Friday night. Then Saturday's high, upper 50s to around 60. It'll seem cooler because of the breeze. But sunshine returns over the weekend. Great fall weekend. 40 on Sunday morning. 64 on Sunday afternoon. Then more showers and storms early next week before the Arctic Express arrives. And the coldest air of the season arrives by the middle of next week. And you can get more information by checking out the Facebook movie that I have this morning, or you can see it online. Actually, you can also see it on your weather app. All ways of checking out the morning weather video. This morning, cloudy skies, northeast winds at 6 miles per hour, 88% relative humidity. Temperature is 61 now at 7:05.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
You know, Baron, it's nice to know when you have a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe. It's nice to know that whenever it happens, it's good to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go to take care of your problem. Because, you know, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's practically all the time. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So that's why I keep relying on Plumbing by Luke Guire. And you should, too, if you haven't checked them out. Maybe you've had a less than satisfying experience with another plumbing concern. I had a bunch of those before I discovered Plumbing by Luke Guire. Now, it's not a question anymore. I got the whole house plumbing inspection, so I feel good because I know that there's no major problems waiting to happen at my house. I'm not going to walk in someday after maybe being gone for the weekend and see a flood like some of my neighbors have seen. So at Plumbing by Luke Guire, they're ready to take care of you. And give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
We will be visiting the traffic dungeon in just a moment. Jay's got random facts. That'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. Oh, remind me, I got to get the new specials up, the Wednesday special.
Oh, that's right, it's Wednesday.
Good, Wednesday through Tuesday. And here is Hanging Legal Eagle Chad.
Yes. Morning crew. How are y'all doing this morning?
Sup? Tired but good.
Oh yeah, everybody's tired, right? Yeah. So I guess I'll just make a couple of political observations. Yeah, Taylor not so swift for Tennessee. Obama's kiss of death continues.
I just posted that on Facebook. Everybody he campaigned for lost.
And if you want to get elected, don't necessarily call on Oprah.
She didn't do any better for Stacey Abrams.
Although Stacey Abrams does not want to concede.
I know.
Is there reason to think she's going to, where's she going to get votes at 7 in the morning today?
She thinks she's going to get absentee ballots that are going to put her into a runoff because in Georgia you have to have 50%. But
she's
got,
conceded.
I think he's got enough votes to prevent that. So I'm not worried about that. And it looks like the Republicans going to pick up the Montana seat and Senate seat against Tester.
What about Arizona, Dev? McSally's going to win that. Please tell me.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like she's going to win. So that means we'll pick up, four Senate seats?
No,
so
that's more than that, five or six.
Well, it's either four or five. I know we'll be at four with Tester, but I think that, but remember, Arizona is a push because that was Flake's seat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we'll have, looks like four, which is that's a huge number.
Actually, given how Flake voted, I would call it a pickup.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It actually is.
He was the worst of all the people in the Senate. The worst, I think, I've seen.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. Just whiny.
I got the numbers on the screen. Kemp has 50%, Abrams 48%. I think she's daydreaming if she thinks she's going to get.
Yeah, and that screen actually is not reflecting the right number. If you break it down, she's at like 48.6, and he's at 50.4. So he's actually above 50%.
Interesting, that in an actual, once they primaried and done all that, they got two people. Why do they have to have 50%?
I'm kind of that way. Think of how much money that the Democrats threw into the Florida, Georgia, and Texas.
Oh, the best was Texas. The best was Texas.
$100 million for a Senate seat. You know, and I notice I don't hear any of my Democrat friends talking about the corruption of money in elections. As long as it's Tom Steyer money or George Soros' money, it's okay, right?
I think both sides are happy this morning.
I agree.
Republicans are happy, and I think Democrats are ecstatic.
Let me tell you, there have been some election mornings after where I've been very depressed in this room. Today, not at all.
I don't feel that. And actually, you can see a silver lining for the Trump administration because now they're going to get to run against the Democrat Congress for the presidential election.
Right.
I think he actually will have some things passed to him, like infrastructure bill, maybe even some of the border stuff. They're obviously not going to get a wall, but they may end up coming to an agreement on what to do with people who are here. But we'll see. But in the fullness of time, as your friend Dan Morris would say, you guys have a great day.
All right, Chad. Our was it not biannual? What do you do it every 2 years? Legal analyst.
Yeah, biannual.
I'm happy. I'm happy with the result. I think we'll be fine, and. Maybe, just maybe, if we lock them all in a room long enough, they'll find a way to get along.
Well, they have to now.
And
if anything's going to get done,
observe the Rodney King.
Can't we all just get along?
Spirit of stay quiet.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
No.
All right. Have you had a chance to show fiance the your Alabama?
Yes. He liked it very much.
Good.
It'll be the first one that goes on whatever kind of tree we get.
Oh, how you doing on that search, by the way?
Yesterday was a crap day. So.
Looking for an aluminum tree?
Have you thought of titanium? No. They're lovely. It just says Christmas to me.
When I have the energy for it, I'll start looking again.
Yes, there's nothing like, strips of Reynolds wrap wrapped around a metal, some kind of a metal stick.
Stick!
Yeah. To say Merry Christmas. But it's the kind of thing, the kind of thing you can find if you're looking for a great, nice, tasteful gift for somebody this Christmas time. Brian Jewelry has two showcases now. As you're facing the door from the inside, to your left, you've got the Roll Tide showcase. And on the right side of the door, you got the War Eagle showcase. And both are filled with great gift ideas. First class merchandise. So whether you're shopping for a birthday or any other occasion, that's a great place to start right there. Now, as far as gems, diamonds, rings, pendants, and everything else, they've got it at Brian Jewelry, a huge collection, very competitively priced. And if you want something created, I think Lynn's going to stop by here one morning next week. If you want something created from scratch, your idea brought to life, my recommendation would be to stop by and see them now, before Thanksgiving, so there's plenty of time for them to produce it and make adjustments if they're needed. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join the Brian Jewelry Club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more with Brian Jewelry. 63 years of service to the preferred community and a place where people now come from miles around to shop. All right, down to the traffic dungeon, local news, and then Jay's got today's edition of Random Facts, followed by a pop quiz worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic 65 southbound around the 158-mile marker down around the Flying J truck stop. An accident with an overturned vehicle. Be careful in that area. We understand the traffic is beginning to get a little thick down that way. Everything else looking okay, though. 65 up around the house here. Looking real good. 85's okay. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway all looking real good. There are 10 things you must do to make sure that you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. They'll take care of the other nine. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Today's show is brought to you by microphones. Because without them, we'd be...
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey makes history, becoming the first Republican woman elected governor. Ivey came in with 60% of the vote. Democratic challenger Walt Maddox had 40% of the vote. Republican Secretary of State John Merrill has won a second term. He wins out over Democrat Heather Milam, 61% to 39%. And Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler has also won a second term. He beat Democrat Miranda Joseph by a margin of 61% to 39%. In the Attorney General's race, incumbent Republican Steve Marshall defeated Joseph Siegelman 59% to 41%. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, Republican Will Ainsworth defeated Democrat Will Boyd. Ainsworth came out with 61% to Boyd's 39%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I don't jibber-jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This election year, you've heard a lot of campaign ads, negative ads, finger pointing, mudslinging. But now it's all over. Now what will you do? Can we really afford to not be inundated with accusations and counter-accusations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? But there is hope. In a few short months, it will start all over again with the 2020 election. So don't despair, because before you know it, political ads will be back.
I'm a political advertising consultant, and I approve this message.
And now, are you ready for...
Yeah!
Random
facts.
Good job.
Gee, nice timing.
Yeah, good job. Nice, succinct, you know.
Succinct. You know what they say? What if at first you don't succinct, keep until you sucking until you do succinct.
I've heard them say that before.
Actually, the word was succeed, but I parodied Curly.
I understand.
Real quick before we begin, random facts, I want to say hello to Joey Ingram. He is a listener.
Hi, Joey.
And also the guy that towed my car yesterday.
Oh. Joey,
thanks for the help.
Well, it was weird because he got in and he's like, hey, do we know each other? You're familiar. And then, you know, I told him about the radio. He's like, that's right. I said, oh, you listen. And then he turned up his radio, and there you were doing your afternoon show.
Isn't it great that we're always so surprised when we find out that somebody actually listens?
Yeah.
Or they'll quote, why that is, they'll quote something that was said during the program.
I like it when they're like, hey, you remember that time when you... And you're like, no, don't remember it, but it's stuck with them forever.
Uh-huh. He said he's towed two of us so far. Rich, apparently at one time he towed you.
Is that right?
Yep. And he had family that worked at MPB... who has driven Greg back to his house after a mailbox incident. So
this is getting frightening.
Yeah.
6 degrees of separation from one guy.
Yeah, right?
After a mailbox incident. Like they're so common.
Right. Did you know corn is considered a vegetable when it is eaten on the cob? It's considered a grain when you're consuming the kernels. And it's considered a fruit because corn kernels contain seeds.
Oh, wow.
Man.
It's just a three-timer thing. It can be anything it wants to
be.
Wow. Is that why we can always...
Don't.
Okay. Just wondering.
Don't. I know what you're wondering.
Did you know that American life expectancy dropped in 2016, which was the first time it had dropped since 1993?
Stress.
It dropped again in 2017.
Stress. Facebook.
Facebook.
Social media is going to kill us
all. Yeah, I know.
Did you know, we talked about America, we talked about roller coasters yesterday, and you know, their distraction from sin.
Right.
There was a man named Richard Rodriguez who set the longest roller coaster riding record in 1977, 104 hours. He didn't think that was good enough. So in 2007, he broke that record, 405 hours.
Wow! My stomach just got upset.
Yep.
Wow.
That would suck.
Did you know? How did he go to the bathroom?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I'd hate to be in the car behind him.
Am I on Delta?
Yeah, that was my next line. He's flying on Delta.
Did you know that astronauts lose as much as 22% of their blood while in space? It's a reaction to the uniform blood pressure that's caused by microgravity. Until their body replaces that blood, many returning astronauts cannot stand for more than a few minutes without fainting.
Wow.
Whoa.
Never heard that before.
Yep. Yeah. Keep them seated and don't move them around too much. Did you know that there are way, way more chickens than humans on Earth? There are 19 billion chickens.
19 billion chickens?
19 billion chickens.
Uh-huh.
And at least 1 billion of those are employed by bomb hours.
How do we know?
How many chickens? Counting them all?
Yeah, how do you count that?
I'm sure farmers have inventory.
Do you count them before they hatch?
You know?
Yay me!
Bright spot of her day.
Yeah, right that's there. It. I can go home now.
She's peaked.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Did you know the giant silk moth, which is the largest moth in North America, has no functioning mouth or digestive system? It is born, it tries to mate, and then it dies of starvation.
Oh, that's man. Depressing.
What an awful life.
Yeah, really.
That's
the giant.
Yeah.
What? The moth?
The giant silk moth.
Okay.
Did you know that her name is Violet Constance Jessup? Which is a great last name, Jessup.
Jessup.
She was called Miss Unsinkable. She's known for surviving the sinking of both the Titanic and the sister ship, the Britannic, in 1912 and 1916.
And then if you kind of want to see what she's going to book next and stay away from that, you know?
Yeah. Did you know Milunka Savic? Milunka Savic is the most decorated female soldier ever. She single-handedly captured over 50 men and took two trenches fighting in three wars. She received Serbia's highest military medal twice.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Do you know what the V in the V-2 rocket and the V-1 flying Bob stood for?
Velociraptor.
No, I used to know.
It's a German word. Well, yeah, it's a German word, and I can't pronounce it. Vergeltungswaffen?
Vergeltungswaffen.
Yeah, well, anyway. Called Vengeance Weapon was the translation of that.
Vengeance.
Yeah. They were specifically designed as retaliatory strikes in response to the Allies' strategic bombing of German cities.
Do you know what the V in my V2 cigarette stands for?
No.
Vape.
No what?
Vape.
Yay!
They're good, too.
Did you know there is a flightless bird located on an island called Inaccessible Island? That island is one of the most remote islands on Earth. We're not exactly sure how the bird got there if it is flightless. But the best theory is that its ancestors flew about 4,000 kilometers from South America. They lost the ability to fly once they got there over time because there were no natural predators. So they didn't have to fly away. They didn't really have to fly very much at all. And so over time, they just forgot how to do it, and now they're stuck there.
That makes sense. Yeah. I can buy that theory.
And finally, did you know that commercial crab traps in the Alaskan crab industry have a dissolvable cord holding together a mechanism which will effectively disable their ability to keep the wildlife in case the traps are lost or abandoned?
that's good.
So if for some reason they lose a trap or they miss one, they don't go back and pick one up, it'll eventually dissolve and it'll let them free.
Crabs be free. Oh.
Yeah, let the crabs be free.
That's great.
So there you go. Those are your random facts. Thank you so much.
Are you okay?
I heard everywhere.
Oh, man.
He's tired.
It's part of it is I was watching so many different media sources that I was in kind of an odd position so I could access everything.
Right.
And I think I might have fallen asleep awkwardly because I'm a little bit sore.
I've done that.
You should take a vacation from politics.
I'd love to.
And just
I keep saying that. Let
yourself relax.
The new Food Outlet ads are out. And boy, there's some great stuff in here. By the way, I made that big chili. And I'm going to freeze that and then have it ready for next week when that polar thing comes through.
Oh, the Arctic Express thing.
Who won't want a big bowl of piping hot Greg Budell chili?
That's a great idea.
With a grilled cheese.
And you know what? I can do Sloppy Joe next week because ground beef is $1.91 a pound.
I really wish you wouldn't kid about that because your Sloppy Joe sauce is really good. And every time I say that, you just never make it.
I made it recently.
Yeah. Order it for your birthday.
Yay, March!
Order it for your wedding week or something, too.
Wedding week.
Wedding week.
Man, that's going to be interesting. We're going to have a whole wedding week.
We'll let you pick the whole menu that week.
How many days are you going to be here on your wedding week?
I think I'll be here every,
through Friday. Right the way through Friday?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't think I'll work in the office Friday, but I think I'll do the show.
I was back on the air Monday morning.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah. You were here Friday, and then you were right back on Monday.
Also at Food Outlet, let's say you win this $10 gift certificate. You get two and a half dozen cartons of Weiss medium eggs. That's 150 eggs for $10. That's a great price. Oh, and New York strips, $4.55. And again, That's
crazy.
Check it out of the chains. They want $12.99 for New York strip.
If it's on sale, $8.99 or $7.99, maybe.
And a package of two costs like close to $20.
Yeah.
That's retail, man. Why pay retail when you get cost plus 10 for the best at Food Outlet? And just in time with Thanksgiving, 2 weeks from tomorrow already. Sweet Taters. They're 38 cents a pound. Cook's hams, which are excellent, $1.15 a pound. And Pick Sweet Vegetables. All varieties are just $2.23 for the large package. Coke products for holiday entertainment. The 2-liter bottles are all marked at $1.09. And if you like a little cereal late at night for a snack, get some fat-free Frosted Flakes from Kellogg's. $2.76 for the big box. That is great.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for noticing, Rich. Thank you, millennials, for ignoring me. Food Outlet has three locations, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook.
He's taking a selfie, sorry.
Main Street.
With my high voted sticker.
Yeah, in the preferred community. And let's not forget Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I'll see you there every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
With my camera and my tenders. And now, let's give away $10 of free shopping with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Real simple, real quick. How many chickens exist in the world?
Joey Ingram.
I was answering the question I thought you were going
to
ask.
I wanted to do that one just because he was so wonderful when he towed my car, but I didn't know.
I give him a set of questions. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And one of them was, who is the guy who's apparently towed three of us?
I wasn't sure that people would remember, so. Yeah,
okay.
I figured, you know what? I'll just do the chicken thing. We'll get this thing knocked out fast.
All right, let's do the chicken thing.
All right. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's a real code. Tres, tres, cuatro, dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, nueve, dos, nueve. Something like that.
Can I get that in Serbian?
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still dealing with that overturned vehicle accident Mile marker 158 on 65 southbound, so watch out if you're down there around the Flying J truck stop. You'll run into a little bit of a delay down there. That's about the size of it, and we do have that one little delay over on the East Boulevard that we've been seeing for the last couple of days. It's between Lagoon Park and Wears Ferry Road. It's a pretty stout delay, so watch out over that way. Otherwise, everything's looking pretty good so far this morning. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's bring out our excited halftime music. Halftime music.
What?
This is the giddy little piece of music that we play when we're ready to get ourselves to win. Turn this up, my computer screen. And we start with Joe B, or Job.
Hey, Job.
Thank you for your patience.
How very kind, Craig. I have an answer for your chicken question.
Okay, how many chickens are there in the world?
Why don't we try 19 billion?
She says there's 19 billion of those cluckers.
Those cluckers. Oh, my gosh.
And you are the winner, Joe.
Well, thank you, Greg. Today is my day.
It is your day.
Congratulations.
You are queen for a day on our morning
show. Oh, I like that. Hey. Say that again.
Queen for a day.
Ooh.
Queen Joe.
That's so awesome.
Sadie's excited you did the chicken question.
You can get a couple of pounds of New York strip steak with that, 5 pounds of ground beef, or, as I mentioned earlier, 150 medium eggs from Weiss. And think of all the deviled eggs you can make. So hang on, Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly tight. Jam, by the way, 10%, cost plus 10% for that.
I just want to point out, I got your Job joke.
But I didn't hear a reaction.
Well,
I depend on you. You're my sunny-o-meter.
I need to get a harump from that guy. Give the governor a harump.
Chris, we got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling.
Hi.
No, thanks, guys. Joey Ingram.
Great.
Hey,
very
good.
Nice.
Very good.
Good deal.
You're the man. You're going to win one
of
these.
Have a great
days.
Day.
Thanks.
I like it when they do that. It is 7:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. So the front that went through yesterday is parked in South Alabama right now, and waves of low pressure will move along that front, kind of like a roller coaster, if you will, just a track. And we get one wave today and another wave tomorrow. So scattered showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by, let's say, by midday and into the afternoon and evening hours. But already, I see some rain coming into western Alabama now. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow from wave number 2 with a high around 72. Friday, showers likely, this ahead of a strong cold front that'll be moving through the state with a high around 70. The showers will end sometime Friday evening as the front actually goes by the area and cooler air funnels in down to 43 Saturday morning. Saturday's high only in the upper 50s to around 60, but the breeze will make it seem cooler. Sunshine will be back over the weekend. Down to 40 on Sunday morning, only about 64 on Veterans Day Sunday. And then more showers and storms early next week out ahead of a strong cold front, which will deliver the big chill by the middle of next week. Right now this morning with 1,500-foot overcast, 88% relative humidity. Our winds are northeast at 6 miles per hour. Temperature 61 now at 7:34.
You deliver the big chill, I'll deliver the big chili.
This is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
All right, now we have a chew the bologna option this morning.
Okay.
About November's lesser-known holidays.
Oh, wait a minute.
Such as?
There's one Sunday. And
well, we have Veterans Day, of course. Mm-hmm. A serious one. Thanksgiving, also a fun but solemn day of appreciation. But there's others in this month that may or may not be actual holidays.
Oh, you're talking about tomorrow. Kidding.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Rich Thomas Day.
No,
that was November 2nd.
Oh. Then what is it tomorrow?
Rich's birthday.
Oh, I know that. I'm just trying to...
And you're supposed to make Rubens.
Yes.
So if you could get some sleep, we'd all appreciate it.
Yeah, it's funny. I got to go to Food Outlet after the show because my propane tank needs a refill.
Okay.
And by the way, that's another reason to go there. Yeah. $15 for a full tank.
That's $20 anywhere else.
Anywhere else. And then I got to stop and get some thinly shaved corned beef so I can make you the biggest, fattest, sauerkrautiest, Swiss cheesiest, Thousand Islandest Reuben sandwich ever made.
Bless it.
I want it on TV. I want you so blown away by how that sandwich
I want
it on TV.
We'll put it on TV.
Now, the way I feel today, I don't think I need to go to the doctor, but I feel like a wreck, so maybe Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to go. If nothing else, they'll cheer me up over there.
A wreck.
You could play pinball.
Yeah, I could play pinball.
And the Rich Thomas wing.
Go with Job.
I could put a wreath on the Rich Thomas wing since it's his birthday tomorrow. And there is a pinball machine in there.
Yeah, there is.
But for those who have had damage to their car, God, first of all, you go through the realization that your beloved vehicle...
Anguish.
Yeah, has been messed up. And it's always somebody else's fault, so you have anger issues to deal with. But here's the deal. Donnie Turner knows this. Brandon Turner knows this. Family business for 30 years. So when it's time to pick up your car after it's been in their capable hands, you're going to get a result that's going to make your jaw drop, your eyes open wide, and you're going to say, wow, it hasn't looked that good since the day I bought it. That's literally the goal they shoot for at Montgomery Paint and Body.
It's a fun phone call when you get... when you get the word that your car's ready.
It is. And I urge you, you know, you pay the premiums. Pick the place. They're the gold standard, man, and for one reason, and that's that has nothing to do with technology. I mean, they have state-of-the-art facility. It has everything to do with the kind of people that Donnie and Brandon Turner are, and that is they will accept nothing less than the best possible outcome, no shortcuts, no shenanigans. You get your, hate to say it, more bang for your buck. When you bring your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Stand by to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card by playing
Truth or Baloney.
Here's Fox Business at 7:39.
Fox Business Network. The midterm elections are over and stock futures are rallying. More corporations are reporting earnings this morning. Adidas is predicting strong sales this year after its business picked up over the summer. Dish Network made more money even though its number of subscribers declined. Luxury fashion company Hermes says business improved in all its markets over the summer quarter. However, Michael Kors reported a mixed quarter. Its sales were weaker in Europe. The parent company of Food Lion and Stop and Shop is working on robot automated warehouses to fill its online orders. Reuters says Ahold, which also owns Hannaford and Peapod, wants to make delivery times faster. There will be mini robot supermarkets attached right to grocery stores. The Dow was up 173 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 47, S&P up 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Today's show is brought to you absolutely free. Radio's the only thing that's not hitting you up for money or personal information. It's easy to use, and again, it's totally free. You're welcome.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey makes history, becoming the first Republican woman elected governor. Ivey came in with 60% of the vote. Democratic challenger Walt Maddox had 40% of the vote. In the attorney general's race, incumbent Republican Steve Marshall defeated Joseph Siegelman 59% to 41%. In the race for lieutenant governor, Republican Will Ainsworth defeated Democrat Will Boyd. Ainsworth came out with 61%. 31% to Boyd's 39%. And Republican Secretary of State John Merrill has won a second term. He wins out over Democrat Heather Milam, 61% to 39%. And Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler has also won a second term. He beat Democrat Miranda Joseph by a margin of 61% to 39%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about discipline. Your parents were raised a certain way, and they will pass it on to you. So if you start to misbehave, smack on your behind. Here's the problem. Hitting kids can be hurtful to them. Wait, isn't that the point? When you're being bad and your mom and dad are getting really mad and they want to scream and yell, just tell them, mother, father, research says corporal punishment is more of a detriment to the child than an effective method of discipline. Because everyone likes a smart aleck. So if you want to grow up well-adjusted, kids, Doc Barney loves you.
7:45, since we touched on this yesterday, the controversy over that repugnant comment made by Pete Davidson on SNL.
Yeah, I remember that.
About the veteran who was running for Congress who lost an eye in Afghanistan while serving. He won his race last night.
Good.
He did. Good.
Good for him.
So, Pete, I'm sure you'll congratulate him on this week's Saturday Night Live, no doubt.
And if you helped Pete, So be it.
You know what? He did put him on the map. Got a lot of extra publicity. No doubt about it. It is 7:46. Guess what we're going to play?
Truth or Baloney?
Now, I want to be real upfront and honest with our audience.
Appreciate that.
I'm dead today. I am just dead. So please don't make me work to get a participant.
Or he'll stop this radio program and turn it right around.
And I'll park it in Rich's driveway. That's what I'll do.
After taking out a mailbox.
Or two. Yeah. I got to tell you, one of the days I got to be very careful, very focused. Yeah. So who wants to play? The topic today, the theme, is lesser-known November holidays. Now, we just need one contestant to start.
272-9228.
Don't be frightened. He'll be nice.
If you win this contest, you will get a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Ooh, see? There's your reason.
That's a heck of a prize.
Seafood?
Did we give away all those comic
gifts? No, we still got some over there.
We could throw that in.
You want to throw it in?
Yeah, we could throw that in there.
What are we throwing in?
Gift certificates to Quality Comics.
Let's just see who this is. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, you ready to play?
Truth or Baloney?
I am.
All right, here's how it works. I'm going to read a statement. You have to tell me whether it's true or baloney. If you want help, you can reach out to three lifelines here, Jay, Emily, or Rich.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the answers to this, so they'll be guessing with you. And the topic is lesser-known November holidays. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay.
Statement one. Your welcome day is the... there's a holiday called Your Welcome Day. Excuse me. There's a day in November called Your Welcome Day. Truth or baloney?
Ooh.
What you think, Lindsay?
Truth?
Winning.
Yeah, good job.
Good start.
You know what it is?
I'll give you one guess. If you can tell me the day it falls on.
Think about what the day is. And where it might fall in a November.
Yeah, you're welcome in.
Thanksgiving.
You are the winner!
Yes.
You know what that means? Now we can do the rest of this just for funsies.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so, okay, number two.
Yep.
Is there a holiday called Have a Bad Day Day?
Have a Bad Day Day.
Have a Bad Day Day.
I
Make
say...
a big doo-doo.
Yes, it's today.
Actually, it's on November 19th, so that is also true.
Oh, my gosh, there is.
It's supposed to remind you that it's okay to have a bad day every once in a while.
It's my best friend's birthday is November 19th.
Oh. Hope you have a bad day.
Number three, is there such a thing as Fight a Family Member Day?
Oh, that's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I think that's true.
Well, actually, that one's baloney.
No, that's okay, but you've already won.
It doesn't have to be a special day for that.
Right. Yeah, that could be.
Fight with the family
any day. Any day.
Is there a day called Take a Hike Day?
True.
Yes. There is.
Yeah.
Winning.
November 17th, it's not about telling somebody to get out of here, though. It's about going hiking. And then, finally, is there a day called Taiwan-on Day? Not Taiwan, but Taiwan-on Day.
That's almost got to be Thanksgiving. Didn't we find out that's the day?
Well, it's close.
Yeah. Day after Thanksgiving?
Yay or nay on that one?
Black Friday?
Winning.
You are correct. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, Wednesday.
I used to love that day.
That was a fun day because people would come back in town that you haven't seen in a long time. It was a great day.
I don't know if it's still in Chicago, but on 111th Street and Elsa Broad was Eric the Red's Bar. And for several Thanksgivings,
that
there every
Wednesday night is a fabulous, used to be a fabulous night. Yeah.
The other thing they used to do at Thanksgiving in Chicago was the group Chicago would come back for homecoming week.
Yeah.
And they would do shows every night for six nights.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they were always...
Where did they do them at?
At the, I believe, the Erie Crown Theater.
Okay.
It was a smaller, 4,000 seat.
I was going to say, probably a very more intimate type venue.
Yeah. Not, I mean, 3,000-4,000 seats.
Mm. Yeah.
You hang on because you're going to the Seafood Bistro.
Yay!
Very nice.
Yay.
That is a big yay for you. All right, Taiwan on the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's it. The show's over.
News of you starting early.
Yeah, we have another hour and 9 minutes.
Where's the bus?
God, Barron was on fire yesterday. They always are, but especially yesterday.
Hey, Lindsay, what's your last name?
I listen and make notes and then pretend I thought of it. Coming up, would you be interested in trying a Thanksgiving ice cream flavor?
Like what? Turkey? Turkey ice cream?
Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey with turkey fat and skin mixed in.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Skin mixed in.
No, I don't know.
There's others too. We have that.
Have y'all ever seen the YouTube video of the guy that's like the flavor taster for some ice cream company and he's got the golden spoon? Have you ever seen that? And he's like, the whole time, it's hilarious.
Mouth or his tongue is insured for like $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, but he's got this, and he's all, first you taste it, aerate it. It's hilarious.
And then you've heard about the taster at Budweiser at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No,
who has to taste how many different varieties of the beer that they produce during the day?
Man.
Oh, I gotta go to work.
How tough.
This is an interesting statistic, and this is indicative of a good economy. Do you know that Christmas sales this year are for the first time ever going to exceed $1 trillion?
Hey.
And that's just for the three of you. Now, that's pretty incredible when you think about it and how critical that is to the economy.
A lot of folks are now online shopping.
Getting a head start. And the people that start sooner, not only shopping but decorating, enjoy the holiday that much more. If you are one of the Rite Aid customers that got tossed into that bigger pool of customers with Walgreens because they merged and you didn't have a whole lot of choice in the matter, you might want to consider Adams Drugs. You should consider Adams Drugs. They're local. This audience knows the importance of doing business with local folks who make every effort to make every experience personal and warm. I mean, it's unlike the sort of assembly line or whatever you want to call it, eight people behind the counter and everybody's running into everybody else trying to keep up with it. I think you're much better off taking advantage of a chain of drugstores that make every effort to begin building a relationship with you from day one. And thanks to modern technology, it takes but minutes to get your insurance information and your prescriptions transferred. They take all the hassle out of it and then begin realizing what a joy it is to work with people that really make you feel appreciated. You're not going to get that when you've just become part of a pharmacy chain that's doubled its number of clients. That's not going to happen. Customer service cannot improve in a situation like that. So says the math. So please try Adams Drugs. They have all your over-the-counter needs, beautiful gift shops, Emily B. and the Periwinkle one, and My Adams Drugs on Taylor Road, west of Vaughn. Or no, on Vaughn Road, west of Taylor. There is one on Taylor Road, right across from Baptist East. That's a nice group in there, too, and they have an Emily B. there as well. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one, North Yo, 754.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of slow traffic, 65 southbound from Highway 143, pretty much all the way down to Clay Street. As the rush hour folks make their way in this morning, everything else looks really good. 85 is all clear. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look real good. Not seeing anything on the 31s other than some stiff traffic on 231 southbound. That'll be the Wetumpka Highway up around Redland Road. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can start now and study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 7:55, and our critic at large, William B., is on the line. Good morning, William.
Hey, man, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Just trying to recover from last night.
Yeah, I heard you. I'm kind of late. Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know I'm on 65 headed south, and I just passed the 85 junction, Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on up there, but 85 looks like a parking lot going north. It's backing up to the ramp on 65 north going on to 85.
Okay, so traffic coming north on 65 trying to get on northbound 85 is going to be slowed down.
Yes, yes.
Okay, make sure. All right. Well, appreciate the update.
All right, man, y'all be good.
Thank you.
One result yesterday that was interesting to me because it required 60% approval to become a law was Florida giving back the voting right to 1.5 million felons.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder how that could skew the vote. Think about it. That's a lot of ex-cons in one state.
Did you see what else that Florida approved in an amendment yesterday?
Yeah.
They're going to be phasing out the Greyhound dog industry tracks. In other words, those dogs, and there's a phase-out period, but they approved it. It's been approved by the voters. So that sport is going to be going away, at least in Florida.
I'm not surprised. Now, I did a lot of promotion with the Greyhound track in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And before I agreed to do it, I went on a tour of the kennels and how the dog... And they got first-class care. But the thing is, the dogs can only be racing. And dogs love to run.
Okay.
Nobody's whipping them. Nobody's sitting on the back of them beating them to go faster. And the races are short. But after 2 or 3 years, the dogs have to retire. So they have a huge program down there, and I know a lot of people that got them to adopt these greyhounds.
Sure.
I never saw any evidence of abuse, but you wonder, like, the other thing that was big down there was high lie. Never could figure out how to play it. High lie. It's a gambling game.
Yeah.
And I think one that's easily rigged. I wonder if that's still down there.
My brain doesn't work on that stuff. Can't think through what numbers to pick for the Powerball or the Mega whatever and blah, blah, blah. Just give me a scratch-off ticket.
You know what harness racing is?
Yes.
I...
Never gone.
I took Janelle to harness racing at Pompano Park. And we got to ride... What they do in harness races, they have 10 or 11 sulkies line up behind a big bar.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the race, it's a long bar on the back end of a pickup truck, and the truck starts accelerating to get the horses running, and then the truck zooms off while the horses go into full race mode. I don't think I've ever seen anything more impressive than looking out the back of the truck, because I was riding with the driver, along with Janelle, and the sound of, I think there were like 11 horses, thundering at full gallop behind us, the noise that made, and the it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And those animals, too, by the way, incredibly well cared for. I mean, they literally have them in a spa-like condition when they're not racing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, looks like we have a traffic update from K-Rod.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yeah, the accident calls in the back of 6585. There's, it's not on the interstate. It's on at the top of the Union Street exit. So everybody trying to get into downtown that way is backing up around the corner.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Well.